Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Turns out, it appears it is Craig Breslow who drew front office report duties this week. And the Red Sox front office report is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Just go to timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Good morning, Craig Breslow.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's as much as I tell myself that it's not wise to kind of live in and die with every game. Last night was a good one. Last night was fun.
Yeah. I mean, nothing better than the walk-off, and this team is hanging around and still in it. And so I quick question about, when it comes to the subject of Tyler O'Neill, that guy is on a 1-year deal here. I'm assuming that's somebody that you guys will look to talk to postseason and would like to see stay around here.
Yeah, you know, we'll obviously start to engage in those conversations, but I think we've all acknowledged that right-handed power plays really well at Fenway Park, and he's been a great fit. You know, he's been a really productive hitter when he's been able to stay on the field, and you know, I think we're seeing that right now. He's been on quite a hot streak, and he has the ability to carry this team and change games with a single swing.
Craig, when you look at where you are right now, 16 games left in the season, you're 4 games out of that third wild card spot. What's the? I understand you were able to win one last night with a walk off, but what's the morale like in that clubhouse with the players, with Alex Cora? What's the message that you guys are pushing, kind of with this last little stretch?
Yeah, you know, I think Alex all season has done a great job of keeping the group focused on the field and, you know, ignoring the noise, the adversity, the injuries. I think that's one of the benefits in a lot of ways of a young team. You know, guys that kind of show up every day don't really know any better. And, you know, I think Alex's message has been these games matter, right? Let's try to play our best baseball. Let's keep winning games. And we can't control what happens around us, but, you know, we've got a chance to make this interesting, and we're going to do that by continuing to play good baseball.
Craig, in the same breath of talking about Tyler O'Neill, the future of Nick Pivetta seems up in the air with him and the Red Sox. What do you hope to see out of him? Because he has come up big for you guys this season.
Yeah, he's been a really effective pitcher in this league for a long time. Someone that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and someone that I think he has talked about. You know, he's talked about how much he's enjoyed his time here. So, you know, another guy that we're obviously going to have conversations around. And you know, he's got a bit of a unique profile in the rotation as it's currently constituted, because he's got so much swing and miss to his game, which we saw last night, and we've seen time and time again. Is the most effective way to get out. You know, his ability to generate swings and misses with his fastball and his breaking ball is something that we really, really value. And he's been a really good starter for us all season.
We love Liam Hendricks on this show, and I know he had some soreness after the rehab starter, the two starts in Worcester. And Alex Cora said the other day that it's getting close to time to make the decision that he won't pitch for the Sox this season, as he had hoped. What you've seen from him as he's tried to come back from that surgery.
Yeah, so super competitive, outspoken, great personality, really a great guy to have around the clubhouse and have around the team. And, you know, he was adamant that he wanted to get back in 2025 and felt like he could kind of push the timeline. And in a lot of ways, he's done so. He didn't recover quite as well as I think he would have hoped and the medical staff would have hoped coming out of a couple of those games. So we just wanted to press pause and catch our breath a little bit. The good news is that there's no structural issues with the elbow, with the graft. We just want to make sure that we're balancing being responsible and thinking a bit about the longer term with the potential for him to impact our team in 2025. So, I think we'll continue to monitor that, check in with him, check in with the medical staff, and make a determination as to, kind of what's best for him.
Craig, why do these teams led by Cora have good first halves and then every year have a massive swoon following the All-Star break or the deadline? Why does this keep happening? You were 11 games over 500. Now you're back down to two. You've been back down around 500. What is the common thread?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. It's one we need to answer, though. I don't think that this is an Alex Cora thing. I think this is, something that requires us to look at the composition of the roster, to look at the workloads, to make sure that I and we in the office are, bringing in enough depth that we can weather injuries, bumps and bruises, that we're still pushing development so that guys are better in the second half than they are in the first. And those are all of the questions that we need to be asking. I think, one good example here would be pitching, right? Where we came out of the gates pitching really, really well, largely built on the back of heavy spin usage, heavy secondary usage, and avoiding fastballs. And then there was a period of time where, it seemed pretty obvious that the league had adjusted, that our mistakes in the zone were getting hit, particularly our breaking balls. And maybe we didn't adjust as quickly as we should have. That's something as an organization we have to make sure we're staying on top of, is identifying these trends and trying to be a little bit more proactive. But those are questions that we are asking of ourselves and will continue to ask. At the end of the day, though, I would just reiterate that, I don't think that's an Alex Cora thing. I think that the responsibility falls on all of us.
Would you say then, was it on you for not doing more at the deadline?
I suppose in some ways the answer to that could be yes. It's impossible to forecast, what the performance or health will be of guys that you bring in. But at the time, given the information that we had, we executed what we thought was a successful deadline in terms of wanting to add to the bullpen, wanting to add to the rotation, wanting to add a right-handed bat. Obviously, unfortunately, three-quarters of that group, ended up on the IL. And that's something that, we couldn't have predicted.
Well, Craig, with that being said, I know we're still in the season, but is there going to be a big push by front office and ownership to really be big players in the, I don't want to say free agent market just necessarily, but going after maybe elite players this off season?
Yeah, I think I said it last year, I'll say it again, we have to be open to all paths to improving the team. Obviously, we've still got 16 games and hopefully more left, and that's where our focus is right now. But I think regardless, one thing we can take from 2024 is the development on the field of a core group of players that we should be building around. And the recipe for success here for a long time has been drafting and developed homegrown talent while also supplementing that via free agency and trade. And I don't see a reason for that to change.
Craig, we didn't get the opportunity to ask anybody about this last week for the front office report, but Rafael Devers made headlines last week when he didn't talk to media. I just was wondering your feelings behind that. I know Alex Cora is standing behind his decision not to talk to media, but is there a policy within the Red Sox organization for players to talk? And what is Rafael Devers' reasoning for not wanting to talk to members of the press?
Yeah, no, I think it would be unfair for me to speak, on behalf of or for Raffy. What I can say is, I know this is a guy who, goes out there and plays every day, despite not feeling 100%, despite, not wanting to make a big deal out of the fact that, he probably would benefit from or would have benefited from some time away. He's a guy that wants to be out there on the field competing for his teammates. And, there are times when, there are frustrations or disappointments in performance, either individually or as a team. And, some people in those moments choose to, stand in front of the media and answer questions and others don't. And I don't know that, this is kind of quite the story that it became. I think we accept, that Raffy is a phenomenal player, who has the chance to have a Hall of Fame career. And there are days where he's going to answer questions and there are days where he isn't. And, I'm not sure that has, kind of this outsized impact that others would maybe believe it to have.
James Paxton told our guy Rob Bradford that he plans to retire at the end of the season. Has he shared that with the organization as well?
Yeah, so we had talked about that kind of in the aftermath of the injury and how that was not the way that he or anyone else wanted to stare down retirement. And so as a credit to him, he's still showing up every day and going through rehab with the hopes of coming back in the postseason helping us. I think that's a great motivation. Hopefully we can do our part and we can kind of realize that together.
You'd probably get Rich Hill back again next year if necessary. Oh, I don't get it. Not even a chuckle on that one.
I gave it a chuckle.
All right,
you better ask him his top three bands.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, Pearl Jam Sunday and Tuesday. I'm going Tuesday. Are you going either or both nights? That is your favorite band.
It is my favorite band. I am definitively not going on Sunday. I'm actually going to head down to New York Tuesday, TBD.
Okay.
And so I feel like this moment has been building for the last 6 months, and yes, I'm disappointing so many people if I don't actually end up going. But yeah. I will figure that out.
I mean, well, you and I, maybe we hang out in the pit Tuesday night.
Okay.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, no, I couldn't think of anything else that I'd rather be doing.
Greg will be there Tuesday and Wednesday. If you don't make it Tuesday, he'll be there for Post Malone Wednesday.
Post Malone, TBD. Yeah. All right, Craig, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
All right, there he is, Craig Breslow. And putting it a little bit on the front office and the ownership when it comes to the roster.
Right.
Not on who you want to put it on when it comes to the August-September failures of this team, which is Alex Cora.
Well, Curtis asked a great question. What is the reason why it seems like that Cora's teams over the last, 3 seasons after the All-Star break or the trade deadline, like Curtis said?
Well, it's 4 out of 5. Seasons where they're going to finish out of the playoffs,
right? But I mean the struggle, and I did that. I did that with one of my leads. The struggles that he has, especially in September. What is it? What causes that?
508 texter nailed it with a Breslow nugget, and that is that they are going to lowball Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the injuries. He said when he's available, he's available on the field.
It is a thing I like to do with all members of the Red Sox front office, which is ask a question about someone that is not the person I'm talking to. They will inevitably say it's not their fault. And then the follow-up is, so it's your fault, and then that's not their fault. So it's always no blame anywhere We all keep going on the happy bus known as the Red Sox missing the playoffs and being mediocre again.
He kind of put a little bit on himself.
Yeah, he did.
No. And then at the end he said, well, but at the information we had at the time, I made the decision that was best. Just like he said that he would have made the Chris Sale trade again, even though he's the Cy Young winner in the National League for a guy, Vaughn Grissom, who can't even get on the field.
I'm very hopeful. Like, if you look at this team,
mm-hmm.
you got Trevor Story back last night, mm-hmm. and you have him next season.
Right.
You have the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball. And if you are willing to invest in the team in right. the offseason,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to starting pitching,
huh?
you are going to be a good baseball team.
Right. And there'll be a couple guys in free agency that'll be pretty good if you're willing to go after them. There'll be some bats out there. Juan Soto will be a free agent. We've kind of talked about Vlad Guerrero Jr. I know he's not going to be a free agent, but maybe you look to trade for a right-handed bat like that. So that's why I asked, are you going to be in the market? I said elite players. I probably should have said, are you going to be in the market for
expensive players?
Well, I mean, just high-end, like, talent that's proven.
Craig.
When we look at it. So that's kind of the biggest thing, like a splash when you go, oh, wow, that's pretty cool that the Red Sox signed that player.
Yeah.
Not like, who's that? Where'd he come from?
Well, you always bring up, you're a big Juan Soto guy.
Well, I mean, he's a free agent, and if you're in the market for somebody of that stature, like, isn't that like, I think Pete Alonso's going to be a free agent. Those are the guys that you'll go, oh, okay. Wow, all right.
That's a splash.
Okay. I know you talk about pitching. What's the kid from Baltimore? He's going to be a free agent.
Sidney Ponce.
No, I think it's the Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns?
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, okay, yes. I heard of this guy.
About that.
Rather than it's like, yeah. who's yeah. the guy we got that we traded? I already forgot his name. The bat that
I'm Craig
Curse, you was laughing at me about, the hitter they brought in.
Right.
What the hell was his name again?
Craig.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Remember the guy they traded for? You were like,
Danny Jansen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When we're like, who's that guy?
Right. Wiggy thought he was the second coming of,
I thought he was like Mike Piazza.
Right.
Well, I couldn't be more excited. It's just 156 days until truck day, Curtis.
Oh.
So,
how funny would it be if you see Breslow at Pearl Jam and he's absolutely jamming out, like, strumming the fake guitar,
right.
like
he's like, they never play Yellow Ledbetter. Haven't played it since '97.
Get back up there, Eddie Vedder, you bum.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. Nick Pivetta went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 9. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight. 7:15 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
So the Red Sox like dumber and dumber? You're saying there's a chance?
They're saying there's a chance.
Chance, Wiggy.
That John Denver's full of.
The Yankees may mail it in a little bit here, end of the season. So maybe you have a chance.
Did you see that awkward story about Michael Kay and Flaherty in the Yes booth where they were bitching about how much time they spend together on the road?
Yes. And then it was Michael Kay who said that Flaherty had told the bosses that he didn't want to work with him on
right.
the broadcast.
Awkward.
Yeah, it was very strange.
So strange.
Some WNBA news. Asia Wilson broke the WNBA single season record passing Jewel Lloyd yesterday. So that's exciting for
her. She's a baller.
Yep.
And I think she's hooking up with Bam Adebayo.
Really?
Down in MIAO. Yeah, they're always, they were down. The mayor put them on blast because they were down there and then there was some event and the mayor was saying, oh, it's good to see that Asia Wilson is down here and we got to thank Bam Adebayo for that. They were caught in Vegas together when the Olympic trials were going on.
Nice.
So, you know what? Hey, good for Bam.
And based on your TikTok algorithm, you could probably describe what color panties she wears.
Yeah.
Hey, she's a tall, what they say, she's a tall glass of water.
Yep, she sure is. We have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Kickoff at 8:15. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is now going on. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Courtney, what the kids say, I wouldn't mind trying to climb that
tree.
You're very up to date on all of the gossip. It's interesting to me.
Well, I feel like it's part of the job, and always popping up on, it's always popping up on social media or something like that, you know?
Yes. Are you big on Dumois?
I've heard of it. That's the new word, but I think, you know.
No, it is not. Nope.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's like
thinking of demure. She's talking about the gossip.
It's an account that gives you celebrity gossip.
Oh, I thought you meant the word that everybody was talking about.
Yes, you are very demure.
Very
and you are also very, what?
Dapper?
Close.
Starts with an M.
Magnificent?
No.
Mindful.
Mindful.
Yeah.
Maybe because a lot of my gossip tends to come from the ratchet in black Twitter world.
Right.
So,
same.
Social media.
I understand.
So maybe like some of the other stuff, you more. I'm
demure,
not.
Yeah. Mindful. I'm on,
I'm on Black Sports Online. No,
BSO.
Media. Yeah. Media takeout.
I think demure would fall in both categories. Yeah.
Yeah. Media takeout. Bossup. Yeah. Very good site.
Boss
Shape.
Up.
I love me some Perez Hilton.
Yeah. He's old school. Now it's Christopher Lee.
Lee, right?
Yeah, he's the one that's breaking all the stuff.
No, now it's Dumois.
No, Chris Lee had Beyonce on it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Curtis has the weather.
I don't want to jinx it, but this has been a perfect show.
It really has.
66 and sunny. The fact that Scheim immediately spoke perfect Wiggy in that moment and knew exactly what he was needing to say.
I would say my translations of Wiggy are getting better.
Unbelievable.
Wiggy is very demure, very moronic.
Hey,
but mindful.
You ready for a dad joke, Craig?
Yes.
Do you know what you use to translate Wiggy?
What?
The Rosetta Stone. Wow. Afternoon high of 81.
Do you know, Curtis, do you know where you go if you want to see how you look in a new shirt?
Where's that?
The mirror.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.